Yeah. Well, you heard Secretary Kerry the other day go before a committee, Darrell Issa's Government Oversight Committee, and say something to the effect of this: I don't want to spend the next year coming up here talking about Benghazi. And based on what we know,
he reached a plea agreement with the Nuggets.
The State Department. The people have been threatened.
Involved, and they would be.
A description.
Involved, and they would be decapitated if they came forward with information that could affect high level commanders. I don't blame them for not coming forward. It's something that's a risky, especially in our line of profession, to say anything about anything in the realm of politics. Or that deals with policy.
They were there. He, I assume, though the voice is disguised, were there and have information. The suggestion that you would have to worry about your job for telling everything you knew is absolutely despicable. What in the hell is going on with this country? And I'm not one for cussing a lot, but this is beyond reasonability. It's absolutely despicable. Congressman Cory Gardner is joining us now here on Kelly & Company Live. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
I'm mad. Yeah. I'm mad, and you can tell. Would you comment on this, please? I mean, I cannot believe this.
Yeah. Well, you heard Secretary Kerry the other day go before a committee, Darrell Issa's Government Oversight Committee, and say something to the effect of this: I don't want to spend the next year coming up here talking about Benghazi. And based on what we know and what we're finding out, I wouldn't want to come up here either and testify about Benghazi if I were him, because there's a lot of information that's yet to come out, and it's not putting them in a good light. The fact is, we have to make sure that these employees, the people who know what happened, who have information about the deaths of four Americans, as a report that the House of Representatives put out the other day that said the failures of Benghazi go to the very highest levels of the State Department. They have information on this. We need to know, and we must protect them from anybody who is trying to cover their tails or cover their rears because they've made mistakes within their own decisions.
There shouldn't even have to be a whistleblower law as far as I'm concerned, Congressman. Yeah, this is all politics, though. It's just politics, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is politics. You've got an administration that is trying to protect the State Department. You have an administration that cooked up an answer about what happened that led to the Benghazi attacks. We know that in conversations as recent as just a couple of years ago, that the Secretary of State herself, Hillary Clinton, said, no, we will proceed with security reduction, even though the ambassador had requested more security in Benghazi and Libya. So this is not going good, not falling in line with the administration's description of events. And there are four families who lost loved ones. There are four. We lost an ambassador of the United States of America on U.S. property, U.S. soil. And we have to get those answers. And if that means that we have to use whistleblower statute to protect people because there are those within the administration that want to do everything they can to stop them, then by all means, we have to provide this protection to let the truth come out.
Why is this getting ignored?
What is getting ignored? I think what's getting ignored is the people who have the information, who are being kept, who are getting hit, who are getting shut out. I think what's being ignored is the right of Congress to get answers to questions.
Well, I guess I'm talking about the media in general.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, no, and you're right, though. I mean, it's not that Congress, at least in the House, isn't pressing. You're certainly not forgetting about this, but how is this? If this were George Bush, if this were a Bush administration, can you imagine what would be happening?
Well, can you imagine if somebody on the Republican side had threatened the people at Solyndra that there could be consequences if they don't tell the truth about their solar panels, or there'd be you can imagine the outcry that would be developing out of that. But I think you've got a media that simply wants to move on because they don't want to mainstream media that wants to move on because they don't want to follow through what could be a very unsettling situation for this administration.
Eric Holder, what should happen with this guy? I mean, whether it's Fast and Furious, Benghazi, voter intimidation, Boston, this Mirandization of this guy right in the middle of an interrogation, all of this stuff, you start to build this clear picture of the highest-ranking law enforcement officer in the United States. What can you do?
Well, it seems that most people who have had the ability to find a different job have found a different job within the administration, and Eric Holder is staying on within the administration and not leaving as the second term begins. We have, Congress has dealt with Eric Holder's refusal, reluctance to get to the truth time and time again, whether it's the possible censure from Congress over the issue of Fast and Furious, or whether it's refusal to dive into and investigate his own administration on Benghazi. Again, this is a attorney general who I think is more interested in keeping the facade of an administration and the truth for the American people.
It's almost like a hurricane. It's the wind is strong for a short period of time, but you wait till it blows over, and then you're still alive and you're okay.
They are counting on the American people having a short attention span, and that if something else happens that takes the news away from this, then they can stop working on this. They'll shift to that, and the whole thing just goes away. I think the president himself, he mixed his movies. I think, what did he call it? Jedi mind meld, and it'll just go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Star Wars and Star Trek.
Yeah. Got to be frustrating, I would think. I don't know. I mean, how do you keep it all prioritized and straight? What is top of mind for you and the top of your list right now as a Colorado congressman?
Well, in terms of Benghazi, I think we've got to, I am very, very interested in finding out what these four employees will reveal about what the administration knew and what happened leading up to the three critical time periods of Benghazi, the month leading up to the attacks, the 8-hour time period during the attacks, and of course the time following the attacks as the administration sort of rolled out their attempts to explain or cover what had happened. So we've got to get those answers. That's on this issue, absolutely critical importance. On other issues I'm working on, it's funny that you mentioned whistleblower, because as we have seen with the FAA, this president is making absolute political decisions to cause impacts and pain on people who can feel the cuts, making decisions to feel the cuts in the worst ways possible when it comes to the spending cuts. So I've introduced a bill that reassures federal employees that they have whistleblower protection, so that when they come forward and tell that their supervisors are making political decisions instead of good policy decisions, they know they can keep their job.
You know, I'd hate to see, Congressman, what we're talking with Congressman Cory Gardner, by the way. What would happen if we had to make real cuts? These are cuts in projected growth. These aren't even cuts in the sense that we would talk a draconian cut that would make a huge difference here. This is a cut in the rate of growth, and you're peddling this pain and this crap based on the sequestration. Yet I see Sheila Jackson Lee this morning, a $23,000 trip around the world, taxpayers paid for. She was supposed to go with a coalition, but she did not go on the same plane and flew privately and all this. And yet, you know, military, of which I have, as you well know, I have two in the military right now.
Right. Yep.
And some of their benefits are being threatened, if not cut back completely.
Well, I was just visiting with some people involved in providing tutoring assistance to our men and women in uniform, and those opportunities have been cut back because of the sequester. But they're not cut back because of the sequester. They're cut back because of a decision being made to make these kinds of public decisions hurt. Mm-hmm. And that's unacceptable. It's a despicable behavior. And I never would have thought that people in our government would make those types of decisions.
Do you think there are moderate to liberal people that are finding some kind of eye-opening experience with what's going on here? Or are we just pounding this conservative drum and it's not really resonating or changing people's minds?
I think the FAA sort of reversal has to open people's minds. When you had a president saying all along that this can't be dealt with, this can't be done, you have us saying that absolutely you can manage these in a way that doesn't cause this kind of effect, and the Senate had to admit it did, and they gave the president cover by passing legislation. And so I think that experience in and of itself blows the excuses of this administration, and people have to notice that.
Comments on Colorado now. The governor last Friday rescinded a bill, repealed a bill on notification of illegals. This all ties together, by the way, the Boston bombings, and all of these are connected. Obviously, you deal with things on a federal level, but as a state now, We've repealed this notification thing. And then in-state tuition for illegals in Colorado. You must have a comment on that.
Well, I think we're actually doing everything backwards. The solution has to come from the federal government on border security with an immigration policy that actually works to identify those who want to come into this country legally, who want to work here legally. But we can't start putting in place in-state tuition, whether it's other things that are being in place by the states, without actually addressing the root problem that will only continue more illegal immigration into this country. And so that's why we've got to have a policy that actually works. And I believe it starts with border security.
All right. Well, so we have 1 minute. We're talking with Congressman Cory Gardner. When you walk in, and a couple of weeks ago we were there at CPAC, and I'd never really spent any lengthy time in Washington. But we walked from the Supreme Court all the way down to the Lincoln Memorial and back, and I kept thinking, you know, you came to mind a couple times, and what it must be like to walk into that Capitol on a daily basis and go in there. What is your attitude, just personally? Set aside, what do you go in there with an attitude to accomplish on a daily basis? I'm curious.
I take the attitude of service to the country, an oath to the Constitution, and a very humble spirit, knowing that those marble steps that have been worn out, they weren't worn out by me. They were worn out by 100 years of people serving their country, and we have an oath to them and to the next 100 years to do what's right by our country and our Constitution.
Well, God bless you in that effort. It is absolutely disgusting what's going on with respect to Benghazi. Keep fighting.
Will do.
All right. Thank you, Congressman. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Congressman Cory Gardner here on Kelly and Company, 720 on